said Washington to Lafayette and Howe at Valley Forge, boys, you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and conventional washers, gas and electric ranges and water heaters, originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Norge presents the Red Skelton Show. Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGee, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. And now the star of our program, the fast traveler by slow plane, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Rod? There's a snappy opening.
Well, how are you, Red?
All fine.
Here we go, starting another great season in radio.
Yeah, radio. Oh, yes, I remember. That's a television with a broken picture tube. Stinks.
Let's tell the folks about our wonderful trip to Europe.
Oh, sure. You know, of all the countries I visit this summer, there's one that could use a little more American aid. That's the United States. But you know, I've always been close to the American soil, and that's why I went over there, to be close to the American dollar. Good to be back home, though.
Mm-hmm. But you enjoyed the trip.
Oh, yes, I did. But it's good to be back among people that speak your own language, you know? They know what you're talking about when you mention a hot dog or the Dodgers or Smog. You know, I went into one cafe over there. I don't know what for.
You can't get anything to eat.
No kidding. We went into one restaurant, and the guy ordered a steak, and it looked like a wet glow on the plate. Everybody was standing around watching this guy, and it's the first time in my life I've ever seen anyone get sparks out of a knife and fork. Anyway, I went into this one little restaurant, and I said to the waitress, I'd like a hot fudge sundae. She says, well, I'd rather have a cold, rainy Monday.
Now, wait a second, Red. A lot of things you think are typically American originally came from Europe.
Oh?
Frankfurters came from Frankfurt.
Oh.
Hamburgers came from Hamburg.
Oh. Cheeseburgers came from Cheeseburg, and Nutburgers came from Nutburg. I defy you to find them on the map. but the few days we spent in Paris. Paris. Beautiful Paris. What more could you say about Paris? I would say more, but there's a page missing.
Well, you know, it's lucky we did land in France.
Oh, yes.
When the plane's engines went out, I thought it was the end, but, you know, you kept cracking jokes.
Yeah, well, I had a few cute ones. You see, the writing is so close to the paper.
Yeah.
See, I can read reading, but I can't read writing. And this writing is rotten, believe me. A few cute jokes that I wanted to try out before I got my time cut off.
What? The stewardess told me you kept the passengers from becoming hysterical.
Yes, I know. I'll never use those jokes again.
Well, I was proud of you, Red. I thought a lot of our friendship then.
Yeah, me too. You know, just before we made that forced landing, I thought about all the cracks I used to make about you being Blubber Boy and Balloon Boy and Blimp.
You were sorry?
No, at the moment I was wishing you were a blimp.
Well,
all
let's
right, fat boy.
Let's not start the fat stuff again.
Oh, I'm not starting anything. You know, when a guy gets on a scale and puts in a penny and a card comes out with a 1952 budget on it, it's pretty hard to overlook, you know.
Yeah. They've got a talking scale down the street here. You get on, it says you weigh 102 pounds. Another, you get on again and it says you weigh 160 pounds. He got on and says, one at a time, please.
You know, the way the crowd gathered around you in London, you know, one lady said to her little boy, that's the way people look before rationing.
They thought he was a mirage over there.
Well, most people were after my autograph.
Oh, sure. The nice way you got it, too, by signing your name Red Skelton.
Well, I had to get rid of the crowd some way.
Yeah.
Hey, can you juggle? There's a spot for you on television.
No, I
juggle three sticks of dynamite.
No, I'm kidding. The English went wild about your show at the Palladium.
Oh, yeah. Maybe so, but nobody could ever be as popular as Ronald Coleman over there. He's the most popular star in London, in England.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. What gives you that idea?
Everybody you meet imitates me.
One guy says, oh, I say, oh, say, oh, say, can't you see where you're going?
I says, can't, you mean can't, don't you? What's the matter, don't you speak English?
He says, the word is can't. Don't you know the king's English? I said, I heard he was.
Red, that's the way the British speak.
Oh? Well, they could do with a year or two in Brooklyn just to clean up on their pronunciation. So that's the reason I went to England. Now I can do something that nobody else can. I can understand those owl movies on television.
Hey, did you know that the British television is run by the government just like the British radio? Can you imagine what it would be like if Congress was giving the commercial and the State Department was putting on a mystery program?
No one would ever figure it out.
Stand now.
Well, what would be the sound effect?
Sound effect would be the taxpayers shutting off their radio.
Well, say, Red, how about getting back to our program?
Oh, good. And now Dave Rosny's orchestra will play on the Isle of Capri, and it's a lot of fun.
Some real news for homemakers, the brand new Norge automatic washer. Of course, you know and I know there are a lot of good washers on the market. But there's never been an automatic washer like this new Norge at any price. That's a strong statement, but here's proof. Only Norge has the new one-touch control, the remarkable timeline. Just touch the timeline button and Norge automatically fills with just the right amount of bubbly, aerated water. Either hot or warm as you choose, for any load up to 9 pounds. Then it washes, rinses, spin dries, cleans itself out and shuts itself off, all automatically. What's more, Norge offers new improved wave agitation that gets clothes cleaner by test than any other washer, even wringer types. Norge gives your clothes five, count them, five warm rinses, the overflow type that floats out dirt. Yet Norge uses less water than the average. The fact is, everything Norge makes right. Ask any dealer for a free demonstration of the new Norge automatic. Compare its lower price and finer performance. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge. From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, we present a story entitled Vacation. Chapter 1 is captioned Homesick, starring Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Well, here I am.
I sound like Bill Smitty with a mouthful of hot shortening bread. Hey, sir, here I am. I'm up bright and early. At least I'm up early, anyway. My goodness, here it is, fall. Vacation time almost over, and I've been loafing around doing nothing about it. I think I'll take a little vacation from loafing. Maybe I could get back into it. It won't seem so monotonous next time. Oh, that old 1910 Ford coming, boy. Sure must be a brave person driving that thing.
Howdy, player!
Well, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
There was a refreshing hello.
See what you plan on doing today.
Well, I'm going to be busy. I'm starting on my vacation.
Vacation?
Vacation.
Well, them things are for people who've been working hard. Yeah. You don't need a vacation. You need to get yourself a job.
Well, I would if I could find a job that fits my trade.
What's your trade?
I'm the assistant waste paper basket in a peanut brittle factory.
Oh, Clem, honestly. If Joe Miller heard some of your jokes, he'd turn over in his grave.
Joe's dead.
Yes, for about 250 years.
Well, then the exercise would do him good.
That little work would do you good. Now, why don't you go down and get that job at Farley's Garage?
Well, I'll think about it while I'm on my back my vacation. Oh, I stabbed myself there. Too late to change my plans now, as Boo would say. I'm all packed and ready to go.
What have you got in that sack? Oh, let me see. What's that?
Animal crackers.
Sam's dog biscuits.
Well, Smarty, I suppose a dog ain't an animal.
What else have you got in there?
What's that?
What else have you got in there?
A yard of pork.
A yard of pork?
Yep. Get ready, folks. Here it comes. Yeah, I got a yard of pork.
How come?
3 feet. Thank you. I'm glad to see we have the intelligentsia here tonight.
Oh, Clem, I do declare. You're a number one moron.
Well, Well, my kindergarten teacher will be glad to hear that. She didn't think I'd ever amount to anything.
I don't care. I think your vacation is silly. But I'll miss you.
Oh, you will?
You want to kiss me goodbye?
Oh, it seems kind of stupid to take my bubble gum out just for that. You can kiss me on the cheek if you care to. Here! No inching over there.
You're impossible. Yeah. Am I going to hear from you?
If I eat them fish feet, you will, yeah. That's your fact. You didn't get that at all. Well, here comes the car. I'm going to try to hook a ride.
Goodbye, Clem.
No.
Don't rest too hard.
Don't take any wooden pickles. A nickel. Well, sir, this is mighty neighborly of you. I am Clem Kajittlehopper.
Well, don't worry. Nowadays, they have doctors that can cure anything.
Yes.
Tell me something. Everybody back there like you?
Well, yes, I suppose.
Must be quite an epidemic. Where are you going to?
I'm going on my 2 weeks vacation. I need to get away. I need to get away.
Yeah.
If I could just get away from myself, I'd be better off.
Are you going to get in some fishing?
Oh, no, no. I'm tired of fishing. One of the best fishing spots in the world, right behind my house. You have to stand behind a tree to bait the hook.
Hmm.
They just jump right up and grab.
That was another one of those jokes you have to explain.
Yeah, I'm just going home from my vacation.
What?
I said, I'm just going home from my vacation.
Oh?
There's nothing like it.
Like a 2 week vacation?
No, going home.
Oh, yeah, well, a couple of weeks does make you appreciate your home more.
Yep. Be awful good to see my folks.
Yeah.
No, I got to thinking. What if something happened to him while he was gone away?
Sure.
You know, don't usually miss our folks until they're gone.
Oh, no, no,
no. You know, when you really miss home is, you miss it around mealtime.
Yeah, you know, there's nothing like good home cooking, you know, yeah. But I guess I can do without it for a week.
You, saying that you're only going away for a few days, reminds me of a friend of mine.
Oh?
He went away for 4 days. When he got back, he found his girlfriend and gone off with another fella. She is so lonesome.
Really?
Yep.
Well, you don't say. I don't think my girl would get that lonesome. You know, after all, 2 days ain't very long to be away.
Oh, I don't know. If they know where you are, it's different, but...
Well, I'll ride every minute.
Lots of things can happen, you know.
Can?
Yeah, and I'll take my boss.
You
know? Yeah, he has a farm.
Oh.
He went away for 2 days. They didn't have any way of notifying him when his barn burned down.
Dog burned down?
Yes.
Barn burned down? You don't say.
Yes.
I said dog because that's where my dog sleeps, in the barn. But I don't think it'll catch on fire before morning.
I don't expect as how it will, but especially if you have someone there to look after your puppy.
No.
But then no one really loves a dog like its master.
No, I guess they don't.
You know, when they're left alone, they usually grieve an awful lot, yeah.
Oh, he'll be all right till I get home tonight.
Hey, what's the name of this town we're coming into?
Oh, this is Daisyville. I'm getting out right here.
This way you spend your vacation?
No, I want to mosey around for a couple of hours, you see. You can let me out any place along here. I don't feel very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I know what's wrong.
Yeah.
You're homesick.
Well, thanks again. I think I got a little road burn there.
Oh, here comes that Bel Air bus. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, it's Clem, me. Hey, howdy.
Well, howdy, Clem. What are you doing over here?
I'm just on my way home from my vacation.
Have a good time?
Nope, and I'll never go on another one as long as I live either, boy. This summer, I discovered 2 very pretty girls, and not only do they look alike, but they sing alike. And it's the Smith twins. Trends.
They will become a trend, yeah.
They're going to sing Truly, Truly Fair.
Some men plow the open plain, some men sail the vine, but I'm in love with a handsome man, for work he has no time. I truly, truly fair, truly, truly fair, how I love my truly fair. His song to sing him, kisses to bring him, how I love his stolen hair. Once he sailed from Boston Bay, bound for Singapore. But one day out he missed me, so he swam right back to shore. My truly, truly fair, truly, truly fair, how I love my truly fair. His songs to sing him, kisses to bring him, how I love his golden hair. He loves me and he loves me, pardon if I boast. At times we fight on lives all night, but who loves you the most? My truly, truly fair, truly, truly fair, how I love my truly fair. This song to sing him, kisses to bring him, how I love his golden hair. Soon I'm gonna marry him, love him till I die. There ain't no living on love alone, but still I'm gonna try. My truly, truly, truly fair, truly, truly fair, how I love my truly, how I love my truly fair. The song to sing him, kisses to bring him, how I love his golden hair. Oh, I could care for my truly fair, the handsome man with his golden hair. That's my truly, truly fair.
That's my truly, truly fair. Here's a wash day idea from Jesse Cartwright, co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department.
Hello. Women often ask me how to tint faded curtains or slip covers. Let me tell you how easy it is in the new Norge automatic washer. After you've washed and rinsed the curtains, press the timeline to start the cycle again. But now, instead of adding soap, add the dye which you've dissolved according to the directions on the package. That's all there is to it. When the Norge has gone through its complete cycle, your curtains will be tinted evenly, with every bit of excess dye removed. And you haven't even had to touch the dye with your hands.
Say, that's clever.
It is a good stunt. But curtains don't need tinning every week. I wish you'd tell our listeners what the new Norge automatic means to women week in, week out.
How right you are. Why, at a conservative average, a woman doing the family wash the regular way and rinsing the clothes just twice lifts 26,000 pounds a year. That's 13 tons. But in the new Norge automatic with a timeline control, clothes are washed really clean, rinsed five times, and spin dried just by pressing a button. No waterlogged clothes to lift. No work at all. It's the easiest, simplest washer ever designed. Ask any dealer for a free demonstration of this remarkable new Norge automatic. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge. Our third chapter on vacations is about a lady and her little boy. She's trying to pack their baggage with the help of that mean little kid, Junior.
I'm trying to put my tricycle in the suitcase.
Junior, you can't possibly get your tricycle into that suitcase.
Well, I bet I could if I took my pony out.
Well, you can't take your tricycle anyway.
Well, can I take my baby carriage?
No. Why do you want to take your baby carriage?
Well, if you're going to stop off and pick at that doctor that rung me, I ain't going to walk this time.
Oh, Junior, have you seen my pink slip anywhere? My pink slip anywhere.
Some people don't know when they wear off, do you? No, I ain't seen it. Yeah. No, that's better. That's better.
What are you grunting about?
I'm signing up my tricycle. Now to get rid of this dirty old rag.
Junior, that's my pink slip.
That's black and you know it.
Now, don't fuss about taking your tricycle, Junior. You'll only be gone for 2 weeks.
Only 2 weeks? Then I better take me with your bed off of the top of the car.
And we're not driving.
Oh?
There. Now I guess I better call someone to help with this baggage. Where's the phone?
It's in that bag over here.
Junior, did you put the phone in the bag?
Yeah, but don't worry. The part that was hanging out, I cut off.
Junior, what will the telephone company say?
I don't know. It'll be a novelty, you know. Us cutting them off for a year.
I suppose it should ring.
It won't. I cut the wires. I must have cut the light wires.
You got everything, Pat?
Yeah, only kept me tricycle.
Oh, why on earth are you so insistent? Why do you want to bring that tricycle?
Because it's easier to make dates with little girls if you let them ride on the rumble seat.
There's no rumble seat on a tricycle.
I know that, and you know that, but some of them little girls are awfully dumb.
But you still can't take it.
Yeah?
But I guess you'll have to have something to play with.
Yes, I will.
Now, look, darling, pick out your favorite toy and take that. And nothing more.
Okay.
Now what?
I just broke your Bing vase.
It's not a Bing vase. It's Ming. Ming.
Ming, Bing. What's the difference? It's Bang now. Are you with me?
Oh, I guess not.
What's that?
I guess not.
What you trying to do, spoil me?
Never mind. I have to finish packing. What's in the brown suitcase?
Grandpa's things.
What's in the black suitcase?
Grandpa's things.
What's in the trunk?
Grandpa's. Now, what else can I do?
Oh, I wish you'd go and help your father pack.
Well, I tried to, but he says I broke too many of his belongings. Oh, there's somebody at the door.
I'll go see who it is.
I'll go pack.
Hi, Lorraine. Thought I'd come over and see if you folks needed any help with your luggage.
Why, Rod, how nice. I certainly do need help. It's all right over there. Three suitcases and a trunk.
Okay, I'll take this one first.
Oh!
What's the matter?
I don't know. It felt like a rat bit me on the ankle.
Don't you call me a rat, thank
you. You.
Yes, you. You. She knows me pretty well, don't she?
Well, so you're going on a trip, huh, Junior?
Yeah, the landlord gave us 24 hours to get rid of me.
Oh, stop acting silly and get out of the way.
No, I want to help Blubber Boy.
Blubber Boy? Junior, you're getting just a little bit too fresh for a little boy.
Oh, you hit me! You broke my arm! You broke my arm!
Stop that. I just barely touched you.
I got news for you, kiddo. Joe Louis won the championship with a lighter punch than that.
Now, about those bags, Lorraine.
Oh, yes. They're right in here.
But can I have a banana?
Oh, yes, Junior. Anything to keep you out of the way. On the dining room table.
Thanks, Pedro. Oh, boy, look at them nice bananas. They look like big butter beans. Look, I'm going to sit on the porch and eat it, boy. I'm going to sit on the porch and eat it.
Hey, Junior, don't sit in the middle of the steps. I'll be coming down with the bags. And you wouldn't want me to slip and fall, would you?
Oh, no. People always give me ideas. I could make it a lot easier for him. This banana skin would fit you so he wouldn't even have to touch the last 10 steps. But if I do this, I'm going to get a whipping, you know that. What I going to do to him? I'm going to hurry and peel the banana. 1, 2, 3, 4, there he is. Here he comes. There we are.
Gangway, Junior.
Here he comes.
Heads
here
up.
He comes. 1, 2, 3, 4. He missed it.
Come get your hat and coat.
Okay, I'm coming. How do you like that? Cracking me own trap.
Now what happened?
That big tub of lard next door made me fall down.
I did? What did I do?
It's what you do. It's what you didn't do.
Well, I'm hurt, so stop blabbing and get inside.
Yes, ma'am.
Now then, Rod, one more trunk in Junior's room.
Yes, up here. Yes, sir. Here we are,
Peter.
There you are.
Okay.
Arm, let's see.
Up she goes. Hey, what's in this trunk? Iron bricks?
No, just a few of my things.
No, it ain't, Mommy. I took these things out.
What for?
Well, you said for me to take whatever I wanted to play with most.
Well, what did you take?
Me sand pile.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, until next week...
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
And this is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges, washers and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is CBS Radio Network. This is CBS Radio Network.